Good morning again to everybody. All the children, make your way up, and then we'll have our quick children's lesson. Again, welcome, as Barry said, welcome to Carlsbad Bible Church. We're glad you're here today. You know, Christ has risen. Today we celebrate that. And but for us as Christians, that's part of our everyday life, right? And so today, it's just a reminder, a refresher, right, to just think about and kind of just spend the day and just kind of saturate our minds in that truth. And for the world, it's a testimony to them. Even though it's under attack, right? Even our own country is attacking these thoughts, these ideas, the Christian perspective on the resurrection. And so anyways, we will continue to preach the truth as the world begins its catechism on retraining the next generation. So, all right, so let's go ahead and move forward. We are in Genesis. Good morning, children. How are you today?
Good.
Good, good. Y'all hanging in there? All right, hopefully y'all studied, right?
Yeah, we did.
Because we're going to go straight to the test, okay? We're not even going to review. We're going straight to the test. I knew, you know what? They're going to study. They're going to read. And we're going to be amazing, right? Emma, you look like, no? Oh, okay, all right. Okay, Emma, well, I'm sure you read it, right? All right, so let's go to Genesis. If you're out in the audience and you'd like to follow along with us, we're going through a Bible study on the book of Genesis with our children. We're in Genesis chapter 23. And we are currently growing, and those of you who are new, we're growing and just praying for and asking the Lord for wisdom on, you know, if we should have Sunday school or not. We actually just started our first Sunday school this morning with the adults. And then hopefully in the future, if it's the Lord's will, we'll do something else with the children. But we're just testing that out. So for today, this is what we do. We do a few minute study with our kids, and then we'll go into our main worship. So that's where we are. So welcome. This may be a little bit different for you, but this is where we are at in our current life cycle of our church. So, all right, let's go ahead and go to Genesis chapter 23. Genesis 23. You guys have these verses memorized? Me neither. So we're going to read them, okay? We're going to cheat, okay? All right. So Genesis 23. Come on up. How are you? You doing all right today?
Good. You sit right here. The other one might spin over a little bit. Miss Birdie, how are you today? Come on in. Christopher, can you sit this way? Can you sit over a little bit?
Okay, all right. All right. Okay, so Genesis 23. Genesis 23, we're going to go through verses 1 through 6, then 17, 18, and 19. Okay, so first of all, though, let's review from last week. Y'all remember last week's study?
No.
No? Okay, so it says, What had God promised to Abraham concerning the land of Canaan? Remember? He said he would give the land to whose family? No, almost. God's family. Who's God's family?
Abraham.
Who? Abraham. Oh, y'all are so good. That's right. I didn't cheat. No, you heard it. You copied what I said. I thought I said that in my mind. You're right, yeah? So yes, so that he would give the land to Abraham's family, okay? So God had kept his promise to Abraham. Oh, no, let me back up. So had God kept his promise to Abraham yet? At this point, had God given Abraham the land yet? No, he didn't. Wow, you guys are so good. That's right. Okay. Abraham was still living in Canaan as a stranger. What was he living in? Do you remember? Starts with a T.
Tent.
That's right. He was living in a tent, right? All the people were living in tents. Exactly. So now we're going to read Genesis 23, 1 through 6, and then 17, 18, and 19. And it says, well, hold on. Here's the questions I'm going to ask. Okay, I'm going to give you the questions. Why was Abraham so sad? Okay. Why did Abraham ask the Hittites for? I mean, what did Abraham ask the Hittites for? And then how did the Hittites respond to Abraham's requests? Y'all ready? I'm ready. All right, let's go. And Sarah lived 127 years. Wow, it's a long time, huh? These were the years of the life of Sarah. Sarah died in Kiriath Arba, which is Hebron, okay, in the land of Canaan. And Abram came to mourn for Sarah and to weep for her. Okay, there's one of the answers. Then Abram rose from before his dead and spoke to the sons of Heth, saying, I am a sojourner and a foreign resident among you. Give me a possession for a burial site among you, that I may bury my dead out of my sight. And the sons of Heth answered Abram, saying to him, Hear us, my lord. You are a mighty prince among us. Bury your dead in the choicest of our burial sites. None of us will refuse you his burial sites for burying your dead. Okay, so he's looking for a place to bury, right? His wife. And they said, hey, take whatever you want, okay? All right. Then let's go to verse 17. So Ephron's field, which was in Machpelah, which faced Mamre, the field and the cave which was in it, and all the trees which were in the field that were within all the confines of its border, were deeded over. That means he bought it, okay? They gave him the deed. To Abraham as purchased in the sight of the sons of Heth before all who came in at the gate of his city. Okay. After this, Abraham buried Sarah, his wife, in the cave of the field at Machpelah, facing Mamre, that is Hebron, in the land of Canaan. Okay. All right. So why was Abram so sad? Yes, ma'am. His wife died, right? Yeah, I would be sad if my wife died. Okay? Do you think your parents would be sad if one of them died? No, I'm just kidding. Don't ask. No answer. No, I'm just kidding. Yes, we should, right? We should. So you can imagine that. Have you ever lost somebody close in your family? Right? I have lost my grandma. That's sad, right? It's very emotional. Okay? So understand, Abraham is real sad because he lost his wife, Sarah. Okay? Sarah was the only woman in the Bible whose age of death was recorded. And this shows her importance. How long did she live? Do you remember? 127? Yeah, oh, you got it. 127. You did study. See? Oh, you thought you didn't. Yes, okay. So what did Abraham ask the Hittites for? Okay, Kelisa? What did he ask the Hittites for? No me entiende. Okay. Les estaba preguntando dónde podían sepultar a quién. Su esposa, ¿eh? Sara. Uh-huh. So yes, he was looking for a place to bury her, right? Okay. So he wanted to honor his wife by giving her a proper burial. So how did the Hittites respond to Abraham's request? Do you remember? Take whatever you want, right? Just pick one. We'll give it to you, right? We'll sell it to you. Man, that's so cool, right? They honored Abraham. They saw him as a prince, they said, right? So that's what they did. They expressed their glad willingness to give Abraham whatever part of the land he desired. Abraham purchased the field of a man named Ephron. Abraham now possessed a part of Canaan, okay? He bought part of this land that God was going to give him, okay? Now, after Sarah's death, Abram obtained a field in Canaan by faith in God's promise. All right, so here we go. Y'all ready? So it says, Abram and Sarah loved each other very deeply. I think we've established that already, right? Their marriage had not been perfect. Obviously, we know the past, right? But it was a happy one. And so when Sarah died, Abraham's heart was very broken. He had faced many difficulties before, but this is the first time the Bible tells us that Abraham was weeping. Tears streamed down his cheeks as he held Sarah's lifeless body. Can you imagine that? That's tough. That's rough, right? So, Abraham had been living in the land of Canaan for over 60 years. God had promised to give this land to Abram, and still after 60 years, he hadn't received it yet. Okay, he didn't even have a square inch of it, not even a piece of land that big, right? Nothing yet. Okay, where would he bury Sarah is what he thought. He could have returned to the land of his childhood, right? The land of Ur, but this was unthinkable to Abraham. God had called him to Canaan, and in Canaan he would remain. So he had options, right? He thought this through. Abraham would not abandon the land of God's blessing like he had before. He would trust God in these dark days, right? We too need to trust God in these dark days of our lives. Anytime something is challenging us or things don't seem like they're going the way they should, we need to trust in the Lord like Abraham did. Okay, so Abraham asked the people who owned the land if he could purchase a plot of ground to bury Sarah in. They gladly offered to let him use one of their caves. But Abraham didn't want to borrow property, right? He wanted to what? He wanted to buy it. He wanted to own it, right? He said, I want it to be my land. I don't want it to be borrowed land. I want it to be mine. Okay, so he wanted it and he gladly paid the high price for it. It said that he paid 400 shekels. Okay, you know what shekels are?
Money back then.
Hey, yes, that's right. Okay, for an ordinary worker, this would be over a year's pay. Can you imagine? Your mom or dad showed up, and all of a sudden, your dad takes everything he made that year and plops it on the ground and says, I want that. That's a lot of money, huh? That's a lot. That's right. Okay. Huh? Oh, yeah. Puedes comprar todo, ¿verdad? Yeah, he's thinking about what he could buy, so... All right. So for an ordinary worker, again, a year's pay, it was very costly for a field. It cost a lot, but this was okay for Abraham. It was worth it to him. Okay. So it's almost like paying, I would say, about $100 for an ice cream. Would you pay that?
Yes, sir.
Okay. You come to my house. I've got a whole box of ice creams, I'll sell you. So no, not $100, right? But maybe you would. Yes. Okay. Well, so you're like Abraham. You don't care, right? That's what I'm going to do, right? So, that's como Abraham, ¿verdad? No le hace el precio, vas a pagar, ¿verdad? Yeah, he said he'll pay. All right, good. Okay, all right. So, but Abraham was stepping out in faith. He knew his land was supposed to be this. And after 60 years of waiting, he finally owned a piece of Canaan in which to bury his beloved Sarah. This field was a token to Abraham of God's promise to one day give the entire land to Abraham's family. So, how long did Abraham been waiting in Canaan when Sarah died? Over 60 years, right? Okay. So, that is more than 21,000 days. That's a lot, huh? That's a lot. Throughout that time, Abraham had waited for God to give him the land and lived in tents. Though his faith was weak sometimes, Abraham did trust in God's promise by God's grace. Okay, how did Abraham show his faith in God's promise after Sarah died? So what did he do? Did he go back to his land before? Did he go to Ur? No. What did he end up doing? He went and asked for what? Land, right? He went and asked for land. And he paid for it, right? So he ended up staying there. He bought the land. Abraham believed that his family would one day own the whole land. So he stayed there, right? He said, eventually it's going to be mine anyways. So I'm just going to go buy a piece of land so I could bury my wife and give her a proper burial. Okay? How did God show his faithfulness in this story? So those people could have rejected Abraham, right? But God showed his favor. They said, oh, yeah, just get whatever you want, right? Just pick it, but you got to buy it, but pick what you want, right? Everything has a price, right? So, yes, by giving a piece of Canaan to Abraham, God, just as God gave Abraham a child after many years of waiting. Remember that story? So now he gave Abraham a part of the land after many years of waiting. Though God often delays, he always keeps his promises. Okay, that's very important. God always keeps his promises. So we need to pray that we are patient, that we trust in God, especially his promises. He promises that one day he will return, and we need to exercise our faith and just wait patiently. Okay, in life's trials and situations, we need to wait and be patient. And sometimes we want it now, right? We want it right now. I know I sometimes get impatient. And sometimes I will sin against God. But typically I'll repent and ask for forgiveness, okay? typically. Right, yeah. I'm trying to be truthful with you guys, right? So, but yes, we should repent all the time when we're not patient, okay? Yes, sir? Oh, no tiene pregunta. Ah, okay. Ya me estás terminando, ¿verdad? Ya se acabó, ¿verdad? No? All right. He said he's ending it. So, all right. So, anyways, make sure we pray, right? We pray for God's, to give us patience in his faith. I mean, in having faith in him and trusting in him. Okay? All right, so let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for today, Lord. We just thank you for who you are, Lord, and we just thank you for being a God who keeps all of his promises, even if it means until we grow up and be adults, or even if it means after we're adults and we go on to be with you, but your promises will still be kept, Lord. We thank you that you gave us the example of Abraham, that we get to see his faith, and that we get to see his patience, Lord. I'm sure that's not what he wanted, but Lord, he trusted in you. Not perfectly, but he did. And Lord, I pray that our hearts are the same way and that we do better than Abraham, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We love you. We pray in your name. Amen.